Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the world.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida. I'm joined today here in the studios by Talia Brahms.
Good morning, everyone.
And in the studios, Mr. South Florida Fair himself, John Levine.
It's nice to be back here in South Florida where the said South Florida Fair is.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Good to have you, John.
You're like a fraud. You know, you live in Atlanta and you're like the Southwest or the South Florida like fair guy.
Huh. So, like, you think, like, all these actors and stuff, they're really doing, like, what, you know what I mean? Like, Brad Pitt's an actual doctor and things like that.
No.
Oh, just, okay. Yeah, right.
But, you know, you're the Southwest, you're the South, I don't know, it keeps going, South Florida fair guy, and you live in Atlanta.
I'm in their commercial.
Is that why you're here? Are you doing another commercial?
No,
or?
No. We shot that commercial last time I was here in October, the second one.
Oh. Okay.
I'm here just for the holidays, see the family.
Nice. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. That makes sense.
Hey, yeah, welcome. Nice. Welcome to the show. It's been a... Lots been now. Who was here? You were here last week or no?
Yeah,
you were here.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody was intact. Okay, I'm just hard to keep. I've been in the cold. You know, I've been in Ohio.
So
for
your
like,
brain doesn't function.
I know.
Understand.
It's like Cuyahoga Falls.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy when you wake up in the morning as a Floridian.
Yeah.
And then you look out the window and you're like, everything's blanketed and white, and you know what
and
I mean.
And it's cocaine.
Yeah. And somebody didn't sneeze at the table.
Right.
When you wake up after a comedy club and it's snow, real snow.
Yeah.
That's a.
Yeah. And out there's Pablo Francisco cutting up lines of actual snow.
Sorry. Yeah. This is mine over here.
In Ohio.
But, you know, it's. And here's the thing. I like being cold. One thing is nice. I'll probably save a lot of money on laundry detergent because when I live, you know, it's nothing. I could wear the same shirt all day.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't.
You don't sweat.
Yeah.
No sweat. You know what I mean? I'm like.
Good as new.
I overpacked. Like, next time I go to Ohio in the fucking winter. I'm going to probably be like 2 underwear, 1 pair of sock, and like maybe a t-shirt.
I'd throw a couple more underwear in there just, you know, just for safety's sake, you know, because it's not just sweat that gets in your underwear. Just throwing that out there.
All right.
Skid mark. But
I know how to wipe.
Yeah.
You know, Jeremy. It's
yeah,
Jeremy
I was,
in there.
I was about to say, you know, this get maybe that swamp ass going, you know.
Maybe a little extra.
Look, living in Atlanta, I mean, it was 26 degrees this morning there.
That's crazy.
But it's great. But you're right. First of all, you don't sweat. And second of all, it makes you want to spend a little bit more time outdoors. You know, maybe not when it's 20, but like, you know, in the last couple of weeks, I mean, it's been the 60s, it's been the 50s, it's beautiful. So you go outside for a walk, you can go walk through the, you know what I mean? Like, you got to wear a jacket, but it's gorgeous. Here,
60s is nice.
I got here last night. I was walking the dog for 9 minutes and I was drenched, dripping because it was so humid.
Really?
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
I guess I'm like immune to it. I don't even notice it anymore. 60s is nice, I'll say that.
But you're dainty. Dainty people don't sweat. You glisten.
Glisten. Yeah. All right. I like that better.
It's like the most uncomfortable feeling in the world.
Oh, it's terrible.
Like when you're sitting there. And I mean, it's one thing if you're working out, right? Or you're outside or at the beach. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. But when you have like a shirt on, and jeans.
And you got to go somewhere.
Yeah. And then
right.
And you go to your car. You leave your car.
Yeah.
And you walk maybe like 3 feet. And you're ready. The sweat is beating off you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing's worse than sweating in clothes you didn't mean to sweat in.
Oh,
like work clothes
and
or something like that.
I'm at the stage where that starts to happen. Now my body goes into panic mode.
And it starts to sweat more.
Yeah.
I do that
too. This isn't good. Panic. This isn't good.
It's like the China syndrome. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like a feedback loop of meltdown.
Exactly.
I throw some vodka in there, forget about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. After drinking, for sure. But so you panic about sweating, so then you sweat more because you're panicking about sweating. depressing. Yeah, that sounds really depressing.
No, I do that too. I swear to God. No, because I don't want it. Because I don't want to be the guy with their thing under my arms. You know what I mean? So I'm like, God damn it, I'm sweating. Then I'm thinking about it, which is making me sweat more. I mean, I'm not panicking, but it's just, you know, now it's
you're conscious about it. Yeah. So your body.
And then you're like, you're like me. It's like you think people are looking at it, and you look down, you see like that little patch.
Yeah.
Like, oh fuck. And you know, people walk up. It's like when you have a new car and it gets in an accident. You know, and they have like that ding in it. You know, when you drive by, people go, oh, look at that car. You know, and they fucking, you feel like they're looking at the big dent in your car.
Yeah.
You're like, why didn't I get it fixed yet?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
but this that was a terrible one.
Well, listen, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who cares about that. Like, when you ever had a car accident, you get it fixed right away, right? I don't like driving around with
it. Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah. I mean, I know people like, I'll get it fixed. And I'm like,
yeah, poor people.
Those fucking people.
It depends how bad the accident was.
Yeah.
It's like a little ding where there's like a little
scrape. No, a ding. Like I've got a ding on my car where, you know, the like a shopping cart, you know, bumped it. But if something, you know, people get like their front smashed and they're still driving around that car.
They got their
license plate like taped to the
windows, like all duct taped up.
Right, with garbage bags.
The bumper's missing.
No, but the worst is when you like you start to sweat and then you're like over sweating and then like you're going to meet some people and they're like, hey, and then like give you a hug and you're like,
and that's you're like, that's the worst.
And I'm like, sorry, I'm a little.
You feel like a gamey bastard. Yeah, you know, exactly. Like people walk up and like especially like you're sweating like after a show, like especially after the show, people come up and they go to shake your hands and you're like. You're swampy, you know. Like, hey, you know, thanks.
Yeah,
you know, they're like ugh, you know. And then they nicely they go, oh, and then they rub it.
Right,
right. They exactly. rub it in, like fucking on their.
They rub it on their wife.
And then they'll like call you out after, which I hate.
Yeah.
Like, oh, a little hot in there, huh? Like, just shut up.
You all right, there, buddy? Yeah, you feeling all right? Yeah, dude, I just walked off stage.
Right. There's spotlight. Lights. There's lights. You wouldn't know what it's like under the spotlight, so don't worry about it.
You don't know what it's like, you non-performer. But by the way, I had a great time at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls. You know, again, it was cold as shit, but it was nice, you know, because I didn't, it's nice when you don't have to work. You know, if you feel a little warm before the show, hey, I'm going to go walk out by the front door. I don't even have to walk out. I'm just going to go walk by the front door and I'm going to start, you know what I mean? I'm going to feel like I walked into a fridge.
Yeah. The only problem I have with the cold, I mean, and it's not my place because I keep my place a little bit on the colder side anyway, but you go to places and they like overwarm it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, oh, it's cold outside. So they got the heat like cranking, and you're like, all right, seriously?
Yeah.
Can we open a window here or something?
Yeah.
You know, because it's brutal.
That's one of the things I was going to say. I like the cold, but I don't know if I can tolerate that dry, artificial heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I was in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago, and every single bar and every single Uber was just smoking hot.
Yeah.
And it was really uncomfortable because I'm going into a bar with my pea coat on. I'm not going to like remove all my clothing like the second I get into the bar. That comes after the tequila shots. But anyway, like, you want to, like, keep it somewhere in the middle so you're not uncomfortable.
Right. I thought after the second tequila shot, it was your pee pants at that point.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's rough. Anyway, by the way, thanks to Ignite Hospitality, got to stay at the Staybridge Inn Wednesday through Saturday. It was nice, great place. And, you know, they had a really nice indoor pool, which I didn't get to use. You know,
because you overpacked, but you didn't bring a bathing suit.
No, I mean, I brought shorts to work out in, like to use, you know, like little,
but, like gym shorts. Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, when I don't know, something about when you're sitting in a hotel room and there's snow outside, it's like, I don't really want to leave the room.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd just rather, you know,
The winter makes you cozy. It makes you kind of like want to, like, you know, hunker down a little bit, you know?
Exactly.
Like, I haven't worn sweatpants, and honestly, I haven't owned a pair of sweatpants in probably 15 years.
Yeah.
Now I have two pairs of sweatpants. And like, and I bought some like thick socks. You know what I mean. So now it's like cold outside. I throw on like sweatpants and like the thick socks and like a thermal, like a long sleeve thermal shirt. You know,
you're doing the sliding, sliding down the hall with the socks on. Doing any of that?
I don't have much room to slide. It's a one bedroom,
he twirls
into the.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Closet
and part of it's carpeted, so I don't really.
Yeah. Know.
But no, and that's the thing. You kind of cozy up. You know what I mean. You watch TV, make yourself a nice little drink, and it's a nice feeling.
I was like, hell with that, man. Great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a great time there. And the last night, it was kind of funny. The last show, everything was going great. Last show, there was these two or three couples sitting in the front, and they were drunk, and they were talkative. You know, and I
like
made,
to you or to themselves?
At the table.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, you know, and that, you know, everything was going well, you know, and I got to that point, where, like, in between, like, all of a sudden, and then the girl go, you know, we need that, you know, and then they're sitting right in the front, and I would, you know, you make that decision as a comic, like, am I going to even address this?
Right,
right.
Am I just going to go?
And I'm like, you know what, I'm really not. I've been doing that, you know, unless it's something really, you know, And I'm not going to deal with it. I'm just going to talk louder and, you know, look at him as they're talking. I'm going to look right at him and talk like as if, as, you know. You know, yeah. Good, you look at him and you start, you like, you're telling a joke and eventually like, oh, maybe I should shut up.
You know, Bob Levy had that. I don't know if you were there because I've only spent time with Bob Levy when you're around. But he had a strategy where he said, if there's a table that's talking, start talking to the table next to them.
Right.
And engage the table next to them, because then that means they're like, wait, what's going on? You know what I mean? Then all of a sudden their attention is drawn. Right. And it's like, either are they coming to me next or it was. I mean, it's a pretty smart, I think.
I like that idea. That's pretty good.
I mean, I've never had to try it, but it seems like it would work. He says it works.
Yeah. Well. And, you know, anytime, like, to me, this is the first time I really worked the weekend there. And, you know, it was interesting because we were sitting there and, you know, like, looking over the calendar. Yeah. And they're like, you know, hey, why don't you come? Let's look when you're coming back. And he mentioned when Voss was there and Florentine was there and this and that. And then I was like, oh, let's see, you know, look at a date. And after the first show, then he mentioned, well, maybe we'll co-headline you next time.
Sweet. That's awesome. Yeah. So, congratulations.
Yeah. That's a, you know.
I think Voss is going to be in Atlanta. I think I just saw things. He's going to be in Atlanta like January 5th, I think.
Well, he's going to be here, by the way, in February. The 15th of February? Because Valentine's Day this year is on a Tuesday.
Oh, is it?
Him and I are going to be at the Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples. I'll be opening for him in there for the Valentine's Day show. but he's going to be at Tavolino's on the 15th.
Sweet.
And you got to see Voss live.
I'll be back in Atlanta.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With your... sweatpants
and my thick socks.
Yeah, those thick socks.
Am I hot toddy
sliding across the carpeted floor? Yeah. Hey, by the way, bad news on the. I was mentioning about car insurance. Remember, I had that incident.
Yeah.
And somebody hit my rental car, and I thought 2 weeks had gone by. I thought, okay, I'm in the clear. I think they're going to think it was something from before. But I got that call today saying, hey, you know, finally a claim here.
Mr. Alameda?
Yeah. I don't think he's here. Can I ask who's calling? You ever do that when somebody calls on a phone? Like, I mean, I never answer the house phone anymore. By the way, I thought about this and I put it on.
I'm actually surprised we even have a house phone.
Yeah. Well, again, it's funny because it's full.
I think we actually talked about this last week.
There was a few times like I checked my voicemail, like 95 messages. And I just basically delete, just to clear it. And I'm like, why bother? Now, at least when people call and they go, oh, I would leave a message. The message is full. And then what are they going to do? Legally, we left you a message. You know, no. I was thinking about this. We're in a day and age where we don't need receipts anymore. Think about physical receipts.
Well, for what?
Hold on a sec.
Oh.
I mean, for the most part. Like, if you were going to you bought a pair of shoes and you went back to the store, you bought them, and then you wanted to take them back, they didn't fit right. And you bring them back. And the guy says, well, you have your receipt? And I'm like, no, look, they're fucking, I bought them here. You know, I use my credit card. You know, everything's on the system. Just pull up the computer there, Chucky. You know, let's do this.
Yeah, I mean, some places are set up to do that, not all places.
Yeah, but I think we reached that point where, I mean, think about it.
I don't keep the physical receipt. I scan my receipts. And then the other part of it is, if you're doing stuff for taxes, they're going to want to see the receipt.
Well, I can't write off a tie or, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if you're wearing it on stage. I mean, if you buy it for...
Exclusively for the reason of that. Yeah, but I'm not going to wear... believe me, we're just talking about sweating our asses off. I'm not going to wear a tie.
But the point being, trust me. Look, you just did that business show with the association. Where you said you were going to buy a suit. You almost said, so, I mean, if you bought a suit just for that event, that's a tax write-off.
Yeah, I would have called it a costume.
And you can't be like, hey, government, you can just look up my thing on the system. Just look it up, you know. Don't you have the receipt? No, we're in a tired day and age where we don't need receipts. Just look it up on your system.
Right, IRS, go fuck yourself. Yeah, yeah. Check it out yourself.
I think there should be a better way, though.
But I'm saying is like, for example, with this app, right? I think there's a good app on the phone.
It's a scannable.
Like with the car accident. It's like, okay, the insurance, the car rental place sent me the contract, you know, what I signed and everything on a PDF, stored a little file, right? And then, you know, then they, of course, I had the bill that they charged me for the car. And then what else was I needed? I forgot what the fuck it was.
I mean, I understand your argument for physical receipts. I get that. But even like Fresh Market now, when you pay at Fresh Market now, it says, do you want us to email you your receipt, and you can put in your email right there, and it'll actually associate your email with like the last four digits of your credit card or whatever it is, so that you don't have to keep doing that every time. So every time you pay with your card, the receipt just gets emailed to you.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is kind of nice. You know,
yeah. I know a lot of places do email the receipt, but yeah. I think you always have to input it. But that's kind of
It's kind of smart the way they do it, so you don't have to keep doing it over and over and over.
I just don't think
that way. If I want to return a plum,
aside from the IRS for deductions and to prove a deduction. Like, that's why I only use my Amex card for business. Anytime I travel, anytime I use it, it's all...
I get it.
You know what I mean? It's, so it's there. So, like, I go, here it is. No, there's a transaction detailed.
But not... What I'm saying is not every store is set up to do that. A lot of them are, but not every one.
Well, I don't know if you're shopping in Mayberry, you know.
Target still makes you have your receipt.
They make you bring your physical receipt? Yeah.
And if you don't, you get a store credit.
Well, there's a lot of thieves that shop at Target.
Oh, okay, but the point being is it's not that they're not set up for it. They do it to prevent theft.
Well, I'm not gonna shop at Target then because I don't want to ever have to save a receipt again.
I'm gonna hire
a little drastic.
I refuse to fucking save the receipt, man.
I'm gonna start a Kickstarter to raise money to hire a private investigator to follow you for the next year and a half to make sure that you never ever go to a Target again.
I'm never
and
going.
And that's a little drastic as well. This is a bunch of crazy ideas here.
No, I'm just telling you. I don't give me a goddamn receipt. So, save the paper. You know, while you're all protesting the pipelines and shit, everybody's worried. Stop fucking giving me paper receipts.
But the paper receipt also has another purpose, which is they can look at security cameras and see that something's being printed out of the register. The cashier's not just pocketing the money. So there's another part of that.
Mm.
It's part of the till that goes into that they can match things up later on.
Okay, so now they got to really give me the receipt.
Well, they have to print it. They need the record.
So when I give it back, most of the time, especially at Dunkin' Donuts or something, and they give me a receipt with my coffee, I'm like, yeah, I don't think I need my fucking, you know what I mean? Like, here, take it back, throw it away.
Haven't you ever seen like those signs, especially like at fast food, where it's like, if you don't get a receipt with your order, let the management know and we'll give you like double whatever it was, because they're protecting against theft from the employees. Hmm. They want to make sure the employees are ringing that in and the receipt is pulled.
Hey, LaQuisha, ring me up a Big Mac.
Why is it going to be LaQuisha? I mean,
just the first name that came to my
mind. Why can't it be Barry? LaQuisha. I mean,
could it be Rosita?
Can it be Barry?
Could have been Barry.
Could it be Steve?
It could have been Cliff.
There you go.
But I didn't. That word wasn't coming like off.
But
you know.
the first thing that goes in your head is LaQuisha.
Yeah, because you know
you have a lot of buddies named LaQuisha.
Listen, it has all to do with recency and the philosophy of recency. And my last several trips to the fast food were mostly young urban women that were helping me at And they're all wonderful, by the way. They were all wonderful. They were just great. They were just wonderful. You know, they know me at the Wendy's over here by the house.
I'm shocked.
I'm not, yeah.
No, because, you know, like a lot of times, like.
Hey, Dougie, the usual?
Yeah.
I know the usual, so they better know it.
They know. They know right away. I'm like, can I have one grilled chicken go wrap and one spicy chicken go wrap?
I was going to say two go wraps. I didn't know which kind, but I knew two.
And they're like, all right. Hey, how you doing? I'm like, you know. And it's $4.22 for the two of them.
You eat way too much at Wendy's.
What are you talking about? It's like once or two or three times a week I'll eat there a lunch.
That's a lot.
It's not a lot. If it's just, I'm eating a fucking go wrap, I'm not eating a hamburger or, you know, fries.
You could be eating worse, but there's just a lot of crap in there in general.
Yeah, I mean,
really?
It's not natural stuff. I mean, it's fast food.
It's, I mean, okay, calorie-wise, fat, carbohydrates, whatever, I'm sure you're fine with that, but like there's all sorts of like preservatives.
That's why I get the wrap and not the bread, because the whitening in the bread, that's really bad shit.
Too.
What do you think the wrap is? It's just flattened bread. What do you think they're? Oh, they've got like Mexicans rolling corn in the back on this big stone tablet to make the tortilla.
Yeah, I thought it was made with maize.
Keep the buns frozen, but let's really go all out.
I thought it was made by maize.
Yeah, yeah.
Bunch of Indians out there. I don't know. But you know, like I said, I think it's time for the physical receipt. There should be something else. Maybe they should give you a chip.
I think the first thing that
maybe they should give you a chip. No more paper. Here's a little fucking chip.
I think the first thing that needs to go is the penny.
Yeah, that's a useless fuck.
Get rid of the penny.
Yes, I agree.
Right? That's a useless piece.
Canada got rid of the penny like 10 years ago. Yeah. Never look back. They just rounded up. Everything's rounded up.
You know, my dry cleaner does that.
Or rounded down.
Like the bill's $20.24. Give me $20.
Right.
You know, it literally does almost to the dollar.
Yeah.
You know
when I worked at Houston's, geez, 12 years ago in Manhattan.
I could see him as a Houston's waiter.
I was a bartender.
A bartender.
We used to only keep quarters in the drawer. And even though it rang up like different, you know what I mean? We just rounded up to the whatever the next quarter was.
All right, John, how do you make a vodka tonic?
This guy.
First you hit the guy who asked for in the head with the glass, and then you see if he gets up. And if he does...
That's a good idea, though. Like, if I'm cleaning my house and I find, like, a random penny, like, under the couch, I don't even, like, grab it, put it in a cup, and, like, collect it. I'm like, just throw this fucking thing out.
I open the front door and I throw it out.
Yeah,
I don't want no fucking penny in my house. No, I mean, I got the, like, even the jugs. Like, I got the 5-gallon jug where I always save my change.
Yeah.
It's like almost a 10% full now. And I always, in five now, I put $5 bills. Like, if I pull out of my pocket, do miscellaneous change, I'll throw that in there, too. So,
you know, they've invented this thing called the savings account.
Listen, I understand. This is kind of like my, this is like my Christmas fund.
Put it in a bag under
You know what I mean?
Pillow.
It's just fun to see, you know, it's like a way of just.
Honey, I got you 2 go wraps for Christmas. $4.22.
Gift certificate at Wendy's.
Such
$8.
A big spender.
That's why there's so much change, because it's $4.22. If it was $4.25, there'd be no change in there.
I'm telling you. That's why I keep getting those 3 pennies.
It's the residual from all of his go-raps.
No, I got a really nice change. I got a nice group of change in my car. You know what I mean? I could probably end up eating lunch somewhere with all the change, you know, in my car. I don't mean just like a go-rap. I mean, you know,
like a
real
nice
meal.
Sit
like
down.
A sit-down with
yeah.
a fork
like a
and
Big
knife.
Mac.
Yeah. like a big meal. You know. Hmm. But any rate.
I keep a roll of quarters in my, like I buy, get a roll of quarters and throw it in my car, and then when it's gone, I get another roll of quarters, just for meters, you know what I mean? Because you never know you're parking in a meter.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and if you meet a nice chick, you shove them down your pants to look a little more impressive.
I don't need to.
All right.
It's a little thin there, Doug. I don't know.
The quarters? Yeah. You know.
She's going to be like, what is that, a sleeve of Kennedy half dollars? My God. My God, is that a Sacagawea?
Hey, your dick look like it's broken. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Talia Brahms.
Pleasure to be here.
And Mr. South Florida Fair, John
go
Levine.
To, go to all your local Palm Beach County Publix.
Now, you know,
see me.
Yeah, people see you in Publix. Yeah. There's a display of you in your tie with a lay-on.
No, it's not a lay. It's an inflatable ring.
Oh, inflatable ring.
Yeah, because in the commercial, I'm the ring toss. You know, like they do the ring toss at the fair. And like on the bobblenecks.
It's got to land on you.
So there's a scene in the commercial where a ring comes and falls around my neck, like I'm the ring toss.
Huh.
Wow.
I want to see that commercial.
I do too, actually. I haven't seen it because it's not. I mean,
has
it's
it been airing?
It's been airing, yeah. But it's only playing in Palm Beach.
How excited are you going to be when somebody says, hey, that's the guy?
Oh, you mean like somebody that I don't know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't really hang out in Palm Beach that much, so I doubt.
Is that all it airs in Palm Beach?
Palm Beach and a little bit north because it's the fair's in Palm Beach.
Oh. So
like what part of Palm Beach?
What part does it air?
Like city. Like city.
No, I think it's all
county.
I think it's Palm Beach
County.
Because it's been seen in Boca and like, you know, places like
that. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
And we'll be right back.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of a nice transition. Well, you want to take us away there, Mr. South Florida Fair?
You're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and we'll be right back.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Hey, this is Dougie Almeida from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I was recently in El Paso, Texas, and I found myself a new home away from home. That's right, the Courtyard Marriott Airport, right there in El Paso. I was out working at the comic strip, beautiful club, by the way. If you're ever in El Paso, you got to stop by. Great place, beautiful hotel, big room, nice big TV. I got a room with a balcony. It was awesome. The place has a beautiful pool. They got a gym. I didn't use the gym, but it looked great. All the equipment looked magnificent. And, of course, they serve Starbucks coffee 24 hours a day right there on the premises. But if you're a real diehard Starbucks nut, there is one right around the corner. You could walk to it. I didn't walk to it. But they got a great big parking lot. You can park and drive a little bit. Anyway, the Courtyard Marriott Airport in El Paso, Texas. Go out there and great staff, meet them, say hi. Tell them you heard it on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and I'm sure they'll fluff your pillow for you. The El Paso Courtyard Marriott Airport. Stop by and say hi.
This is Talia Brahms with the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, giving you your daily dose of feminine energy and making sure these guys don't kill each other.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Haven't heard this song in a long time.
Yeah. My favorite part's when he's like, Father, do you really want to bang heads with me? Kick his ass. But this guy's like 5'1".
Yeah, well, you know, it's got a lot of fight in it. Not the size of the dog in the fight.
Yeah.
Hey, still fun to listen to.
Danzig's so tough, you know. He's a tough dude. And then Stant comes up to you. He's like, you know.
Short in stature.
Yeah. Want to take my bag?
Oh, well, I mean, Al Pacino, who played, you know, the cold-blooded killer Scarface, is only like 5'1".
Really?
Oh, he's very short.
Yeah.
5'1"?
I don't know if he's 5'1", but he's I think he's like 5'4".
Oh, at least. My size.
Yeah. 5'4"?
Yeah.
There you go. You're 5'4"?
Yeah.
Look, I am 5'4". You look taller.
I think that's good. Cool.
Right? Did you look taller? Because what are you, like?
Five, you're sitting.
Are you 5'7"?
I'm 5'7".
Yeah.
And a half.
All right.
Don't forget that half.
You know, people have a problem with height when they always add in a half. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, it's like kids with age. It's like, oh, how old are you? I'm 8.5. Yeah. You know?
Even throw in there, I'm 5'9", but with shoes, I'm 5'10".
Right.
You know, on a date, I'm 5'10".
Hmm. Yeah, that's one thing I've never done. Well, you know what's interesting?
And this wearing
is actually this is, no. Lied about my height.
But dressed with the, like a woman.
So when I was growing up, and I don't know if I've ever told the story on air or not, but I was almost 300 pounds when I graduated high school. Right?
Oh, wow.
So I was a big fat guy, you know, and I was always the fat, funny guy, you know, growing up, always. And then I went to college, and I lost a lot of weight when I was in college. And then took it off and kind of maintained, you know, sort of where I'm at. But I think it was like shortly after college, I'd gone on a date with this girl and it went really well. And, you know, we'll go out again, blah, blah, blah. And then like I called her, never called me back. I mean, she just completely like dropped me. And I was like, what? I don't know. Right. I don't know what happened. And then a couple of weeks later, I get a call back from her. She's like, you know, you want to go out again? And I was like, okay. So we went out again. And I was like, look, I got to ask you, like, why? She's like, well, I'll be honest with you. She's like, usually I don't date guys as short as you, but you were just so damn funny. I figured I would, you know, give it another shot.
And, see if you could be any taller.
Well, hold on. Wait a minute. And what the first thing that went through my head was like, fuck, I'm short now? Because I never considered, I was always fat. And now that I wasn't fat anymore, it's like, fuck, now I'm short. Like, fat was always my defining physical quality, not short. And now I'm like, well, great, I got rid of the weight, now I'm short.
Yeah, that's really
luck.
Funny.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck fixing that one.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I'm so preoccupied with being fat. Correct. That I
never even occurred to me that I was short.
Now you gotta do it that, you gotta do it, what's his name did in that movie, Gattaca?
Oh, yeah, get leg implants?
Yeah, get leg implants. Yeah. Get some, add a couple inches to your.
Well, I went to the doctor once, and the doctor was like, you're a little overweight for your height. I'm like, all right, make me taller. He's like, it doesn't work that way.
Can we stretch this out?
Wait, so I have a question. If a girl tells you something like that, like, oh, I didn't really plan on going out with you again because you're a little shorter, does that like insult you, or she's like, oh, but you're so funny?
No.
Like, no? Okay.
No, and
it's just
it's
a horrible thing to say. All
right. But I've had people say that to me like online. Like, I've had women like reach out to me. I had one girl unsolicited reach out to me and said, you know, like I love your profile. You seem like you're so funny and all, you know, you got great qualities. It's just too bad you're so short. Is what she wrote. Like, just an unsolicited message.
Like,
so first of all, why would you even do that?
I've had when I was single, I had a couple women tell me that. Yeah. You know. Like, and I was like, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, I like to date tall guys. You know, I'm like,
well, I wrote her back, I said, it's weird. I said, your profile looks great too. I said, but I normally don't date women with hips as big as yours.
Oh,
is what I wrote
did
back.
Did she say anything back?
No, I never got a thing back from, which is fine. But fuck you. Like, why would you ever if that's the way you feel, that's fine.
You know, you should
why are you telling me that?
You know, you should have had sex with her and said, you know, I usually don't tell people that I have herpes and AIDS, but I'm going to let you know right now.
Right, exactly.
I
normally don't tell women it feels like I'm sticking my dick in a jar of mayonnaise, you might want to get that sewn up a little bit.
Yeah. Make my dick feel like a fucking taster spoon at Baskin Robbins.
So that's like, I think that's the rudest thing in the world, to just like call out someone based on like their looks. Like, it's one thing if you were like super sarcastic and they're like, well, you know, you're just a little too much for me or whatever. But like, you're short. That sucks. Bye.
Well, it's a physical trait that, like we said, it can't be changed.
You can't do anything about it.
But to me, it's like saying somebody, well, I would love to date you, but I don't date black people.
How tall was she?
Yeah.
By
well, but I mean, like, nobody would ever say that. You know, or I hope nobody would ever say that.
I'm
sure there are people, but it's a physical trait that you can't change.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and I don't know. I mean, like, I love big tits. Like, I'm a tits guy, right? And I love to date women with big tits. But there are women that I've dated that don't have big tits, and I've never said, God, you'd be perfect if you only had big tits.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, I really miss motorboating.
Right. I would be ostracized from the online dating community if I put on my dating profile only looking for women who are double D's and above.
So you want us to go after this girl? You want to like want,
Nah, this was years ago. I don't care, I don't know. But
it still seemed like you're carrying it a little bit.
No, I'm not. No, we were talking about height. We were talking about saying that, you know.
Well, like I said, somebody said that to me, and I'm right away, I'm like, you know, whatever. And then it gets to here for the because you're like, you know, and then you start thinking, what the fuck am I going to do about it?
Yeah, well, that's
the
thing.
You know, I'm going to start wearing Prince shoes, you know? I'm going to start wearing, like, fucking Kiss boots.
There are things in my life that I never give a second thought to. How tall I am is one of them.
Right.
Because
right.
What's the point?
Confident. You got to confidence yourself.
Yeah, what are you
going
to do?
That's right. Hey, in segment two, we talk about things that everybody should know about. If you haven't already known, Zsa Zsa Gabor died at the age of 99.
99.
Good life.
Right.
Long life.
She was, I mean, anybody, you know, remembers her in the days, and she was a pretty hot broad.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
even when she got old, she was a bit pain in the ass.
She was attractive.
Right? I mean, she's got...
And she died of a heart attack, right? She died of
99.
Yeah, heart failure or something like that. Yeah, heart.
Right. What you think is like, it's not like she was sick. She was just, you know, she was still chugging along at 99, and then all of a sudden, heart attack.
Yeah. You know what I mean? She got in trouble a few years back when she slapped a cop.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah.
She was the first person to be famous for just being famous,
right.
I think.
Yeah, she was
like
the original Kardashian.
Leader. Yeah.
Zsa Zsa Gabor, the Hungarian actress who's parodying glamour and revolving door marriages. Yeah, she got married a lot.
Yeah.
To millionaires, put a luster to American celebrity on a long but only modestly successful career. Yeah, she didn't do a lot.
Nah.
She had a lot of appearances.
Yeah.
So she was famous for being famous.
That's right. Think about that. Like, think about somebody that's that famous, and you go on their, like, their page, and you're like, what the fuck did they do? You know?
Yeah. I mean, you look at, like, Kylie Jenner's Instagram or whatever, and she has, like, 90 million followers or something like that. Yeah. She's just the sister of someone that's famous for being famous.
Ava Gabor was her sister.
Right.
She dead? Yeah, I think she died a few years ago.
Yeah.
Married at least 8 times, calling everyone darling. Flaunting diamonds and furs, lifestyle, and by gossip columnists as tabloid headline writers. Ms. Gabor played the coiffed. Would you recognize COIFED?
COIFED. No, but I would say most things that you fuck up, I probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck
I got to
throw
that in there.
You would fuck
throw
up?
That in there.
Okay. Well, you know, shick.
Which you said.
I know. I'm just saying.
No, you didn't say chick. You said chick. You said
I know.
Chick hotel.
Yeah,
that's right.
I thought like chicks hang out there.
Right.
The coiffed platinum femme fatale. You know, she always showed her boobs.
That's why I liked her a lot.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you remembered her.
Yes. I liked her Zsa Zsas.
Yeah, she named them both like twins.
Twinsies.
She appeared in more than 60 television movies and feature films, mostly American made. Although some Italian, Moulin Rouge, Touch of Evil, Queen of Outer Space.
Ooh.
That was a good one.
Classic.
Yeah.
It's a sad day in America. Well, sad
rest
day.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's, talk about dead. This is, now, when is your wedding date?
December 16th. December
16th. Oh, shit. It passed.
No. Coming up.
I was just thinking, I was like, is she going to be like, say, like next week?
Yeah.
So you got a year.
Yes.
To think this over.
Yes.
And rethink it. Do you think you think you're good? Do you think there's anything that could rock the fucking boat? Do you think there's anything?
I wouldn't accept a ring if I thought that maybe I wouldn't do this.
No, I mean, like, you know, you ever get nervous that something may happen and then...
There's some skeletons in his closet.
Yeah, like all of a sudden, you know, you find out he used to be a porn star or something.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think she'd be down with that. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Yeah.
She'd be happy about
that. I was
a
child porn actor.
Yeah. Nothing really out there. No. Most of it's in the FBI files.
No, we're all good. Depends, obviously. Rapist only in his family,
I'm not
a problem.
Jinxing anything. I'm just saying.
If he's a serial rapist only in his family?
You know, like
if he's an external serial rapist, then okay, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Something.
Well, you know what I mean.
It's the incest that bothers you in that category, not the serial raping.
Probably more, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the incest does bother me more than the serial raping, if
you
know
what I mean. Yeah, some things are more.
What does his sisters look like?
I don't know if you'd be into it.
No?
No.
So you're saying you're yeah, exactly. That was one way. That or they're ugly. Or they're really short. 61-year-old woman identified as victim killed after a tree fell on California wedding party.
Yeah, I saw that last night.
A woman who died after a tree fell on a wedding party at Southern California Park Saturday has been identified as 61-year-old Margarita Morjaro, which usually translates too slow to move away, according to the Los Angeles County Department of Medical Examiner and Coroner. Morjaro was pronounced dead at the hospital shortly after 5 p.m. Saturday. Assistant Chief Coroner Ed Winter told the Washington Post an autopsy of San Pedro, California, woman's pending, but we think it was because the tree fell on her head. About a half hour earlier, a massive eucalyptus tree had fallen suddenly on a wedding party that was taking pictures underneath it at Penn Park in Whittier, about 20 miles east of Los Angeles. Hey, let's take some photos over here by the tree.
That was Mother Nature right there going, oh, global warming's not real?
I'm going to kill your grandma.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of luck is that you're like taking pictures under a tree and the tree falls on you?
Now, here's the question. If that's your wedding, you think that's a bad sign that somebody died at your fucking wedding?
It's a good story, though.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know if I believe in signs.
I mean, but think about it. I mean, would you have another wedding? To try, this can't be, we can't, because think about it,
like a makeup wedding?
Every time somebody talks about your fucking wedding, it's like,
yeah, but hey, even if you have a second wedding, they're still going to talk about the first one.
I know, but think about it, like on your fucking anniversary, you get to remember that day that fucking grandma died.
Yeah, that's horrible.
No, it's terrible, but I don't think there's anything you can do at that point to, like, okay, band, start playing music again, everybody dance.
Right.
Among them was Morjaro, despite reports in some outlets. City officials said they could not confirm Mojaro's relationship to the others at the wedding party. Police immediately began trying to free those under what they described as a large tree with multiple trunks. Los Angeles County firefighters used chainsaws to cut away the branches.
Jeez.
Authorities reported Saturday that one person died at the scene. Five people were taken to the hospital with injuries.
Oh, so it hit like a group of people.
Yeah, they're all there. Although most injuries were minor, mainly just scrapes and bruises, one person had moderate injuries and was taken to a trauma center.
Another person said, so is this the end of cocktail hour? Or, I mean, is it still open bar?
Still didn't get my pigs in a blanket. Yeah. That's bullshit.
Hey, if she was having the fish, can I have hers?
Yeah, exactly. Did she eat her dessert? Yeah. Officials did not name any injured, but noted that a four-year-old was in critical condition as a result of head trauma. Yeah.
Jeez.
That sucks.
Witness described hearing a loud crack and seeing people running from the area, according to the Associated Press. Blah, blah, blah. Authorities said the tree collapsed as members of the wedding party were taking pictures after the ceremony at the park. Yeah.
Yeah.
If that happened at my fucking wedding, every time we remember I got married, it's like every time somebody says, oh, how was your wedding?
No, I get it. But
that must have been a beautiful day.
But you can't unring a bell. I mean, what are you going to do?
You got to get divorced, and then you got to get remarried.
You got to find somebody new, and you have to get married in a desert where there's no trees.
Exactly. Hey, you want to have this one in a park? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Just like being in the situation now, I can imagine like the wife who spent a year planning and so many meetings and like puts everything together and stresses out, and then someone dies on her wedding, and then just... Yeah. All right, worst day ever.
I mean, it could have gotten worse if she was the one leaning up against the tree when it fell, and her husband would be like, I told you were too fat to get married.
He's too slow. Look at him. He's useless. I don't know. I just find that,
horrifying.
I mean, just think, the woman, again, because how many times, after you're going to get married, oh, how was your wedding? It's kind of a bad subject.
People were dying to get in.
Yeah. We actually had one extra table.
Yeah.
And one extra chair at the table. Oh, being crushed by a fucking eucalyptus tree. That's a big fucking...
Bad way to go, man.
Am I thinking of it? It's not like a single trunk. It's
like multiple trunks.
Yeah, how the hell did that thing just fall?
Well, if it hurt like six people, it's got to be a very girthy tree.
You know, it's like nobody was like, girthy. Timber! It's like it really stretches you. You know, hear like in the story, like all of a sudden yell timber and then fucking ring, ring,
Yeah, no, I get it. Thanks for making those sound effects to illustrate what a lumberjack sounds like.
Well, you want to make, can you make a lumberjack noise? Can you make some sort of,
I'll have the lumberjack breakfast.
Yeah, okay.
That would be a lumberjack noise.
All right. Well, I don't know. And I think the top silly story that you have to know about, you know, cops have a hard time. You know, they put their life on the line, you know, every day, and they want to save people. You know, they're gonna run that where danger is, hopefully to protect you. Police broke into a car to save a frozen elderly woman.
Oh yeah.
Only to realize it was a mannequin.
In a related story, it won the mannequin challenge.
Yes.
That is a very lifelike mannequin, then.
Yeah. Let's go open the door, open it, you know. The elderly woman had somewhat shocked look on her face, her mouth slightly open underneath an oxygen mask as she sat buckled in the front passenger seat. The car parked on a sidewalk was partially covered in a thin layer of snow. Temperatures in the small city of Hudson, New York, were in the single digits on Friday morning. Citizens saw the woman and frantically called 911, according to the news reports.
There's an elderly woman hat frozen to death in the car.
It's more of a Boston accent.
I was just going to say. There.
Yeah.
I thought it was Scottish for a second. But
what are you talking about? Hudson's police rushed to the location. Officers were unable to find the owner of the car, so they smashed the back passenger side window, only to find that the woman was actually a life-size mannequin. And then we're looking for the owner of the car to be a lonely old man.
I was just going to say, with holes cut in the mouth and the vaginal area.
With male excrement dripping out of the ass. The mannequin was extremely realistic.
Clearly.
Citing a news release from the Hudson Police Department, it was wearing women's clothing and glasses, and its face was covered in liver spots.
This definitely sounds like a sex doll. Like,
I was just going to say, I guarantee you this was like one of those real dolls.
Right.
You know what
I've
mean?
Seen it, right?
There's no mannequins that are that lifelike.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
I mean, look at her.
Let me see.
That does look pretty lifelike.
I could picture her saying, paper, put everything in paper.
I mean, I don't know who would be attracted to that, to order it online, you know, go through all that.
It might have been like a training thing for like nurses or something.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, like elderly care patients, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
I've just never seen like a mannequin used for those type of purposes like that life.
Hey, well, hey, Steve, it's your turn to come wipe its ass.
You got to practice. Mom's not getting any younger.
Right.
Police said the mannequin was for CPR training.
And the
car's owner is a sales manager for a company that manufactures medical training aids.
There you go.
A Hudson Police Chief Award, or Edward Moore, said the owner, who was not named, was incredulous that officers had broken his car window, according to the CBS News.
Without even shaking the car and going, Annie, are you okay?
Show us a sign. So, yeah, they'd have to pay for his window, I imagine.
That's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, save
like
a dummy.
Buckled
today.
Up in his passenger seat, like he really takes this seriously.
I'm sure he drives in the HOV lane.
Yeah,
you know,
probably.
If it's that realistic.
Well, if it's, I mean, I would think you would want to buckle it down in case, like, you're driving, you make a turn, that thing falls in your lap, and people are like, whoa, what's going on over there?
Next thing you know, yeah,
Granny's getting busy.
I would totally do that at red lights just to fuck with people.
It's like a classic scene in the movie Airplane.
Yes.
Right? And she's trying to blow up the fucking autopilot.
Yeah, right. From the belt manual inflation tube. Yeah.
He's fucking smiling. Yeah. It was awesome.
And then they're smoking cigarettes. They're both smoking cigarettes.
And that's something you should do in the holidays, you know, when you're home with the family. Just, you know, by the way, we usually have...
Give your husband roadhead.
Yeah, exactly.
Where are you going with that?
Well, now that you mention it, John, that's not a bad idea. Every guy should get roadhead for this holiday. Let's say it.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Dougie's wife, are you listening?
Yeah, well, hey, you know, that would be a secret Santa list. We always say in the every year we think about, like, especially Peter Lerner and I, old, like, good holiday movies that you can watch with your family and stuff like that. Okay, so we're gonna take a break here. We're gonna take a break, but in the meantime, we're gonna come up with them. We're gonna go a little. They go around rotation to come up with a good holiday movie until somebody fucks up.
Oh no!
Yeah. Until somebody fucks up.
Until somebody just doesn't. Doug know
can't
one.
Think of one.
Yeah, just somebody stops. Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were going taking a break.
No, I'm hoping this doesn't take that long, but
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life. Home Alone.
Fuck you. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It's a family movie. It's about Christmas.
The cartoon.
No, the one with Jim Carrey too. Whatever.
Okay.
Christmas Story.
And Dougie's out.
3, 2.
It's a Wonderful Life.
That's what I said.
Come on. Doug.
Dougie's done.
Stripes.
Could have done.
It's definitely. Oh, I Die Stripes Hard. Die Hard. It's a holiday movie.
You're going to watch that with your family?
Die Hard. It's a Christmas movie. I saw that in some commercial. It's an official Christmas movie.
You're not watching that with your family. Sorry.
Yeah, you are.
You got 8-year-old kids. You're watching Die Hard?
Exactly.
Shoot the glass. Mommy, why is he pulling? Why is it? Right, exactly.
What was his? Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Yeah.
Bonsai, motherfucker. That was Karate Kid. Bonsai, motherfucker.
We needed to come up with a new. That was something Elgin and I were talking about doing a video. Like, I'm teaching him karate, but I'm actually making him clean my pool.
That's really funny. That's funny. I like
that. You know what I mean? Like, taking the Christmas lights down.
Yeah.
Okay, reach.
Doug, I've heard all about your martial arts. I can't wait for this lesson. Yeah, oh, I can see that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, actually, that'd be funny. You do that, and then at the end, he's like, man, I'm just cleaning. You're like, no, you got to now use what you have. And, like, somebody goes to fight him, and he tries to just do the Christmas lights thing, and somebody beats the fuck out of him. Clean the pool, and they just punch him in his face. It's like not working at all.
He's getting kicked in the head while he's trying to scrub the pool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Take down the lights.
Well, it was just always a theory. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Doug Show. I'm here with Talia Brahms.
Great to be here, guys.
John Levine's in the studio.
I am, and I didn't fail at the Christmas movie thing.
No, he didn't.
But Dougie did.
No, and we'll be back. We'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is John Levine, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, where I'm not always right, but Dougie is always wrong.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it.
You're getting good at that.
I'm practicing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever lived by a golf course or on a golf course, but my first home I bought was in Carolina Country Club.
Ah.
Or in Margate.
Margate, yeah.
And I was right on the 6th tee, which sometimes the tee could be a dangerous place.
Especially if my brother's playing.
Yeah. If some hack goes up there and slices,
sure,
skull rides the ball through your fucking kitchen window and you're making eggs.
I think about that stuff all the time, like how people actually live on golf courses. It's how funny. Often does that happen?
Especially on this course. I can remember, like, because I used to play that course a lot. So they have, like, the barrel tiles.
Yeah.
You know, so the house is just on the way of the, you know, fairway, you know, just off.
All the cracked tiles.
Yeah, you know, the cracked tiles. You know, you can see them. You know, like, you know.
Nothing you can do about it, though.
Yeah, what can you do? What are you going to do? If I hit a golf ball and go straight and hit somebody's tile roof, hey, what do you want me to do? Pay for your tile roof?
Yeah, well, there was a big discussion about this online. Even if you hit another golfer, like if you hit another golfer,
right,
you cannot be held legally responsible for it.
You're on a golf course.
You're on a golf course. Yeah, so the danger of being on a golf course is the possibility of getting hit by a golf ball.
Especially if you buy a home on a golf course.
Well, that's like with me, where the house was, it was literally 90-degree angle from the tee box.
Right. So you would think it would be okay.
And then, the only one that could shank a ball would be from the longer tees, the white tees. I can't remember the white or the gold tees.
Usually the blacks.
Yeah, the blacks. And those people are usually pretty good.
Yeah. So they're not shanking at 90 degrees.
They're not going to shank at 90 degrees.
Right.
You know, so I never got hit. But court order can't stop stray golf balls from hitting a home. In Easton, Pennsylvania, a couple who lived next to a Pennsylvania golf course says errant balls are still heading their property, despite a previous court order.
What's the court going to do?
Yeah. The Allentown Morning Call says, Jersey and Helena Wisniewski returned to Northampton County Court Wednesday with 50-some golf balls they say came from Morgan Hill Golf Course since October.
We're going to put up a judicial force field to stop the golf balls from coming in.
Well, you know, she should take those balls and sell them out there by the golf course. That's when the couple got a court injunction, which prompted the course to relocate some tees to keep golfers from hooking balls onto the couple's property. It was that or give free golf lessons to everybody. I'm not going to do that. The couple's attorney says the course should have done more to stop the balls. But course attorney Irv McLean laughed. What are you fucking kidding? Says thick woods already separate the course from the property, and suspects... The couple have gathered the balls in hopes of a court going out just fucking going up picking up balls.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've seen it like I've played a couple courses in Atlanta where there's homes around and the people will put up like private property, like not to play off of their lawn. Like if your ball lands there, like don't hit it off of their lawn, because I get it digs in there and
right.
you know, causes a divot. And I, you know, you don't want that. Okay, that I get. You know, so you go over, you pick up your ball, and you bring it over back to
drop
the,
it somewhere.
Yeah, drop it somewhere on the, in the. Yeah, exactly. It's out of bounds. So technically, you can't even. You're not even supposed to play it. From
and there. As a golfer, you don't mind that, because why am I going to hit it out of this Bermuda grass or this you know long regular?
Right. Well, you don't want to take the stroke. I get right. it. But technically, it's out of bounds. You have to take the stroke.
Right.
So awkward anyway to just like play from someone's backyard.
Hey, Mitch, the hydrangeas look great.
You guys just sitting
smells
there.
Smells good
room.
In there. What's she making?
What's that? No, seven iron.
Yeah, some people do that, though. I played golf course where people sit out there and they're like, yeah. you know, they'll you sit there and like playing through.
Actually, I was playing with Perry and Terry once, and we pulled up to one of the holes, and there was a dude who was like in his backyard, like in the fenced-in pool, like the screened-in pool,
right.
and he was like DJing or something, and we're like, hey, get ready for a party. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, you guys want some beers? And we're like, sure. And he like grabs him out of the cooler, brings him over the course, gives us beers. And
nice.
Like, that's awesome.
Gotta love nice strangers. Yeah.
And then Perry blew him.
I was just, well, for free beer?
Yeah.
Perry blow anybody.
Next story, UPS delivers assault rifle instead of a toy for a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Oceanside, honest New mistake. York. A New York couple was horrified when UPS delivered that they thought was a Christmas present turned out to be an assault rifle.
There's a mix-up.
Joel Berman opened the keyboard-sized case in front of his wife and six-year-old granddaughter Wednesday night in Oceanside. Who knows why you're opening up Christmas gifts at this time of year on Long Island. Instead of a toy plane they were buying for their friend's son, they found a semi-automatic rifle scope, stand ammo clip, and copies of Arizona man's driver's license, copies of man's driver's license, and concealed weapon permit. They hustled their granddaughter out of the room and called police, who picked up the weapon. I would have been happy. I said, okay, I'm keeping this bitch, and then I'm going to go sell it, and then I'm going to go get another.
You know, is New York, though?
Yeah.
You got to have a license. It's probably legal.
Yeah, that's why everything came with it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Atlanta-based UPS says it's investigating the highly unusual incident. The company says it accepts legal shipments of some firearms. It says shippers must meet certain requirements.
Meanwhile, there's a guy in Arizona going, the fuck is with this plane? I can't shoot up that school with this thing.
There's a guy that's trying to, you know, protect the fucking people in his home. Throwing a, there's my airplane.
He must have been so
you ever do any of that? Anything like that, young, like model airplanes, like the remote, like the engine power, the gas powered airplanes. I had friends who used to do that.
We used to do the rockets,
yeah.
The model rockets. You put the rocket engines in, you know, you put it up on the launcher, and it's got a little electronic thing.
They used to have these things.
Oh, I remember those.
And then we had the cars. They're like dragster cars. They're like motor engines.
No,
like,
yeah.
You're like.
Remote control.
No, they weren't remote. Like with these, this is before remote control, really. So they had the planes where you'd get a rope and then you'd. Or a long stick or whatever, and you'd. And it'd fly because the
propeller.
It had a gas powered engine. Yeah. Uh-huh. And you wouldn't remote it. You have to get you basically spin around until you're fucking dizzy and give it to somebody else. But then they had the cars where the cars do the same thing. And this is the thing. You had to if you did it on the sidewalk, you have to get cement nails, nail it in, whatever it is, 15, 20 yards, 30 yards, whatever, tie a rope to knock another nail in there, and then put the car on the sidewalk, run it, and it'd skid out like a drag strip. It was a lot of work. Believe me.
Sounds like you had a good childhood.
No, but that's the thing. None of us really ever used the nails. We said, fuck it. We're going to turn the thing on. And it slipped into the dirt. And that's it. It fucked up. We never used that car again.
Right.
A woman stole baby Jesus, told hospital it was neglected.
Well, they left it out on the lawn. It's freezing.
Yeah.
Had the police break into the
and oddly enough
the
they couldn't they didn't have a room they didn't have a room for the baby Jesus because there was an old lady mannequin that was taking up the last room. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, there you go.
Police say a woman stole baby Jesus from a nativity scene in the Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and dropped the figurine off at a hospital with a note explaining that the baby had been neglected by its parents, Joseph and Mary Christ.
What the fuck is wrong with this girl?
Actually, that's a pretty funny prank. That is, you got to know that's a prank.
Yeah. Police say the 49-year-old Jacqueline Ross told them it was a joke, but they aren't laughing. She was identified from surveillance video and is jailed on charges of theft and institutional vandalism.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you steal the baby Jesus, I mean, you can just go buy a baby Jesus and do the same thing as a joke.
Yeah.
Because the joke is that he's abused by the parents. It's not the stealing of it.
Exactly. Police say they went to the hospital earlier in December 4th, just minutes after stealing the $2,700 figurine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stole the wrong Jesus.
Yeah, from Payroll Plaza. Police say she left a note with a porcelain baby that read in part, quote, child has broken right foot, which has been seen, which been sick, neglected. It's just S-I-C.
Well, sick means that the note was misspelled, and they're showing you
that it was misspelled.
Right. So they're saying sick means it was, yeah, it's sick, neglected. Yeah.
Parents, Joseph and Mary Christ, got a warning. She doesn't have an attorney, Ross. So
people that bought a $2,700 figurine of Jesus should be the ones going to jail.
But it's in a plaza. It's actually like, oh, it seems like. Yeah, it's not like at somebody's house.
The people who bought a $2,700 figurine of Jesus are sitting in their house going, those fucking poor people need to get to work. I'm not helping those fucking poor people. I got Jesus figurines to buy.
Yeah, I got my Jesus figurines made out of Yardro. Man finds 2 pounds of heroin in car seized by the Ohio police.
Maryland finds 2 pounds in a car seized by the Ohio. So
yeah. So in other words, yeah, sometimes the police confiscate cars.
Oh, so he was like getting his car back, and there was heroin in it.
Or no. Yeah. Like in other words, sometimes cops, they confiscate cars. They take them in and they have auctions to sell them.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Cincinnati, a Kentucky man bothered by a rattle in a car he'd recently bought at an Ohio auto auction has found 2 pounds of heroin in a secret compartment inside the vehicle, along with a little Mexican named Juan Pablo. Says that the reports, the man drove the Volkswagen Jetta for several weeks before discovering the heroin beneath the front passenger seat.
Can you imagine if he got like pulled over and there was like a drug sniff? I mean, trying to explain. I mean, because it sounds like an unbelievable story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And trying to explain it to a cop on the side of the road going, I swear to God, officer, that is not my 2 pounds of heroin.
in a secret
compartment. You know what I mean?
I don't even smoke cigarettes. Investigators found more than 6.5 pounds of heroin in the car 8 months ago after the Ohio State Highway Patrol arrested a former Mexican law enforcement officer who said a drug cartel forced him to drive the drugs across the country. A Highway Patrol spokesman says the car was thoroughly searched. Well, maybe not that thoroughly.
I was about to say.
Before it was released to the auction.
Clearly, you don't know what the word thoroughly means.
And now the demand for cars purchased at police auctions has doubled. Right?
2 pounds of heroin. I don't even
know.
Six and a half pounds.
Now, listen,
they found 6.5 pounds, but forgot, missed the other 2 pounds that were
there. This went unseen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, some cop probably got fired. Like, we're supposed to be 8 pounds in there. You know, where's the other 2 pounds? You guys are fired, or, you know, who knows? But that would be funny. If I found 2 pounds of weed or cocaine in my car, we'd have a different holiday party.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. But, like, that's the thing. I mean, you don't do heroin, I assume.
No, that's the thing. You know, I wouldn't. I mean, what am I going to do with it? Am I going to try to find a heroin dealer to buy it off
me? You would call the police and be a great citizen, but if it were coke or weed, fuck it.
Uh-uh. I'll find a way to consume and distribute. But I wouldn't sell it. I don't want to be an asshole.
I used to sit there, like, this is sad, but like years ago when I would buy cocaine and I would like read a newspaper story, it's like, you know, police seize, you know, 50 pounds of cocaine, you know, offshore with a street value of, you know, $18 million. So I'd sit there with a calculator and I'd go, okay, 50 pounds is how many grams divided into how many millions of dollars? Fuck, my guy's ripping me off.
Yeah, right?
Just to figure out what the raw price
You're
of
like,
cocaine
is. You're like, how terrible. Wait, oh, even worse.
Yeah, God damn it.
Calls his drug dealer. Hey, we got to talk, man.
Yeah, man, we got to talk.
The word's out.
And he'd be like, really? Where else are you going to get it? Damn it. All right, come on over.
Yeah, exactly. I came over at 3 a.m. that time. Here's another story. Resident chases Christmas thieves with a metal pipe, you know, spreading that holiday cheer.
They were carrying a 2,700 statue of baby Jesus.
In Lakeland, Florida.
Of course.
Two Florida men are spending the holidays in jail thanks to an observant neighbors who spotted them taking Christmas gifts from a nearby home and another homeowner who had chased them with a metal pipe.
Joe Pesci and...
Marv. Yeah. What's Marv's name?
Oh, yeah. I remember. The Polk County Sheriff's Department announced that a Lakeland resident heard a loud noise Wednesday morning and called another neighbor who looked outside and saw the men taking gifts from a nearby home. The neighbor yelled, and they fled in a car.
Hmm.
Lakeland police and sheriff's deputies tracked them down. They bailed from the car and ran into a home. But the homeowner chased them out with the metal pipe. So they try to find refuge in the home.
Right. And you're like, it's Christmas.
Yeah, come on.
I'll wash your feet.
Yeah. Authorities arrested 18-year-old James Davis and 21-year-old Antonio Thomas. They have both first name, first last names, right?
James Davis
and Antonio Thomas.
Davis, I don't know about that.
I don't know. Davis Love the Third is a golfer.
Yeah, yeah. Still a very common
it's not
last
that,
name.
Yeah. Both faced multiple charges and remained in the Polk County Jail Friday. Records don't list attorneys for them either. I always find it interesting they put that in a story.
What's that? That
whether they have attorneys or not. It's almost like it's, you know, some public defenders go, fuck, I'll take the case. You know what I mean? Like
maybe.
You know. Man robs bank with note written on rehab discharge papers.
Huh. Well, if they were smart, they wouldn't be criminals.
Yeah. Hey, fucking again, there's my room. This is a great moment for Dougie's room where this guy just needs to go in it. Fuck trials. Just put him in the room. Shut the door. No one's going to miss him. You know, this is, you know,
except
what I mean?
The six kids.
Yeah,
and
well,
his
listen.
Wife.
His mother. They should be tested and then brought in the room as well. In Malvern, Pennsylvania, police say a Philadelphia man signed himself out of a Chester County drug and alcohol rehab center. He said he was ready. Took a cab to a nearby bank and robbed it.
Keep the meter running. Keep the meter running. I'll be right back.
This won't take long. 2.5 minutes. Using a note scribbled on his discharge papers, 25-year-old Jamal Goodwin was arrested Tuesday and charged with robbery, theft, and other offenses stemming from Monday's holdup of the Malvern Federal Savings Bank. Police say Godwin took just over $5,000 in cash before fleeing in a mainline taxi cab. Unfortunately for Goodwin, police say he left behind a gym bag containing $2,700 worth of stolen money in the cab, along with his wallet and driver's license.
And a video of him going, look what I did.
And a signed confession.
Right.
Also in the car were two sweatshirts that a bank teller said belonged to the robber.
And just for good measure, he jerked off into a cup for a DNA sample.
Now,
come on.
The guy gets $5,000. He doesn't even take half of it. He says, okay, I'm not going to get caught with a bag of money. I'm going to stick $2,300.
I only need $2,300.
Yeah, you know,
of course.
You know what I mean?
Again, if they were smart, they wouldn't be criminals.
Jeez. It's good, you know, that some people are. Hey, back on the wedding thing.
Wait, what?
No, I'm just saying, you know, it's like, listen, you feel sorry for certain people that have bad things happen to them, but then there's other people that, you know, you're just like, really?
Well, this is not right. A bad thing happening to a person. This is them putting themselves in it. I mean,
this wasn't by chance.
I can't believe my luck that I only took 2,500 of the 2,700 that I stole, and the cops caught me.
Hey, how can I get on my goddamn link, man?
Was that that code for something?
Yeah,
I don't know
what
you meant.
On my link, there it goes. It's control space. Woman sues groom event company. Well, woman sue groom event company after being hit by a drone.
So groom, comma, event company. So suing the groom and the event company?
Yeah. Brentwood, New Hampshire, two women are suing a groom and the event company that ran his wedding reception after they allege he flew a drone that hit them in the head at the New Hampshire event. Well, look, honey, it could have been a fucking tree. Nina Ellis of Seabrook and Kelly Eaton of Peabody, Massachusetts, claim there in their December 1st suit that they suffered permanent physical and emotional injury as a result of the August 8th incident. The suit says Barry Billcliffe had flown the drone to take pictures at his wedding reception at the Searless Castle in Wyndham. They say the drone collided with the women while they were on the dance floor. The suit says they suffered a concussion.
One of the woman's husband goes, she definitely suffered some kind of injury because she keeps just droning on and on and on. Come on, that was a good one.
Beecliff tells the Boston News that he owns the drone but wasn't operating it when it crashed. Scott Robb, the second vice president of Sealess Castle, said he never gave Bill Cliff permission to fly the drone. Well, they want to get their part out of that.
Well,
that's
of course.
That's the deeper pocket in the suit. Sue the establishment.
But always.
That's not going to happen there.
Fuck the establishment.
Fuck the establishment. this is a funny story. I want to end on this one. It's, you know, you're gonna have to see the visual. But inflatable doll gift to minister sparks anger in Chile. And this is great. It's good to see a politician with a naked blow up doll.
It's one of those old style blow up dolls.
Yeah,
with the big mouth. You know, exactly.
Round mouth.
Yeah.
Let me see.
All these Chilean politicians smiling. Hey, this is a good idea. Yes, take photos, plenty of photos. Santiago, a prominent Chilean business leader, presented the country's economic minister with an inflatable doll on the stage at an event late on Tuesday, sparking a social media storm and criticism by President Michelle Bachelet. Exporters Association traditionally gives humorous gifts to VIPs attending its annual dinner, but the inflated sex toy, which was handed to economy minister Luis Cepedes with a comment that it could be used to stimulate the economy.
I'm more offended by
the bad pun.
Yeah. I thought it was funny that he gave him an inflatable doll. I mean, I think we should all just shut up and laugh at that. But the horrible joke that followed.
Yeah, I think that's a change that this country's going to see is at this point. It's like, hopefully everybody's going to lighten up a little bit, not take everything so fucking seriously. Don't be offended by any little thing because people are going to be offensive and, you know, fucking learn how to deal with it. And, you know, people that are offensive are known to be offensive, so their place in life is dictated by their own actions. How I react to those things is going to control me and my actions and all kinds. You know,
I don't think they're going to give us TVs in the internment camps, though, so I don't even know what we'll be able to see.
I think you're a little, again, things are going to be going to hell. Calm down. By the way, did it happen today? It's Monday. Did the Electoral College announce Trump as the president?
I assume they
I assume it
officially
was
officially did they? Let me see.
Yeah, it was supposed to happen today.
Yeah, I mean,
nobody thought it wasn't going to happen. But
yeah, I don't think.
But how do you feel about seeing all those actors that were on that did that thing, like pleading to the Electoral College?
I mean, I get it. I would love for the electors to change their vote too. But
how controversial would it be if that had happened in a sense? And what kind of real separation would that cause in this country after an election was prominent?
But it sparks the debate of, okay, if the electors are just a rubber stamp for what the state did, then why do we have electors?
I don't know, but the fact that these people are raising it up and, you know, trying to make a big fucking deal out of it after it's all said and done, and then if it was done, it would be, and that's obviously why it wasn't done, the country would be in more chaos than with the fear.
I think so.
I think a lot of people say, look, this has obviously gone too far enough where the pussies are trying to control the world.
First of all, if they did change their vote, it wouldn't be Hillary Clinton who was put in. And it's not. So what happens is if the electors change their vote,
they would have to choose somebody.
The House chooses somebody.
Right.
Right. So that would be on the House then to choose. So they would either choose Donald Trump or they could choose John Kasich. They could choose whoever they want. So,
why it was more likely not going to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it there used to be a time when the House chose the president. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that was back when they wore wigs and shit.
Yeah,
too.
But I'm just saying. But I mean, it's not an unheard of concept.
They all look like cobblers.
Yeah,
you know, shoe cobblers. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Yeah, and by the way, we're heading to the big holiday improv party
extravaganza.
Yeah, we didn't get invites, and you didn't feel like you got an invite. By the way, you know, you should go because everybody, if you're a comic and you tell jokes in South Florida.
Are you really going to put me on blast right now if I don't?
Well,
I just learned about it like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, you felt like you had to be properly invited.
Well, it's not just that. There's a bunch of other stuff I had to do with work and like...
Like what? Like what were you doing?
Okay, well, I'm seeing a lot of clients tomorrow and I told them all have like a little holiday gift.
Anyway, that's all you have time for.
Fuck you, Bob, seriously.
No, I would just love to spend more time with you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why I want you to go.
That's what I'm saying. It's a year away from that wedding.
I told you I'm a tit guy, so I would love to spend more time with you.
He keeps wanting to spend time with me, too. I'm like, look, dude. Yeah.
Hey, I just like tits. It doesn't matter what they're attached to.
I don't discriminate.
Anyway, by the way, excited. I'm going to be off. A nice break. Tavolino's shows come back on January 4th. So come back for that. We will be back next week with shows. You'll be back in Atlanta, of course.
No, I'm going to be here.
Are you going to be here still?
Yep.
All right, cool. So being good. So we'll have that.
Yay.
Tomorrow in the studio, me and Elgin David. And maybe we may corral somebody from the party tonight. You know,
there you go.
See if that happens.
I'm not fighting traffic again.
Yeah.
Not until next week.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll leave at 2 o'clock.
Ugh. Listen. Anyway, thanks again for listening, guys. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Follow me on Instagram and at Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. John?
JohnLevineComedy.com. It's got all my social media stuff.
Tally?
And at Tally B Comedy, or you can follow me on social media, just Tally Runs.
There you go. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next week or tomorrow. What am I talking about? We'll see you here tomorrow at the same spot. Take care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night.
in the colors of a thousand sunsets. They traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Through the door!